Indiana lawmakers say they will prioritize school safety in the upcoming legislative session, an issue that's gained attention after two school shootings in Indiana this year. But it's not a new focus for many schools. Hamilton Southeastern Schools received a Lilly Foundation grant last year to support school counseling. Now the district has 17 embedded licensed mental health providers. WFYI education reporter Carter Barrett spoke with Brooke Lawson, the mental health coordinator at HSE Schools, about the connection between mental health and school safety.
If somebody was like, why not just go to a counselor like how everybody does? Why do they need to be in schools? What would you say?
I think there's a lot of benefits from having a therapist in the school. Students don't miss school for their appointments. They're just able to maybe miss a class period. And so it's really nice to have that coordination of service. The therapist can talk with the teachers. They can talk with the principals, the school counselors, and just really have some open communication about the behaviors that are going on and also the supports and the strategies that they're trying to teach the child. They can help the school reinforce that.
How do you think this work fits into a school safety conversation?
I think this is preventative work. So I think that oftentimes when we are talking about the school safety conversation, we're talking about hardening the target. And I think we miss oftentimes that if we are supporting our students' mental health needs, it's on the front end and the back end of crisis situations that we're less likely to have issues with school safety. I think as a district, one thing that we've been talking a lot about is social emotional learning and teaching our students those, sometimes some people might call them those soft skills, that they need to manage their emotions, get along with one another, things like that. And I think that plays a huge role in school safety.
For school districts that haven't passed a referenda to do this sort of work, what do you think would be the option?
Well, so many many districts don't need to pass a referendum to add mental health providers to their district. I think it's all about being able to have a conversation with, you know, either somebody in private practice or the community mental health center in your area about how you can work together to support the needs of your students. And so one thing that I've been really excited about in this role is that the relationships and the partnerships that I've been able to create with our community. So it's not just Community Health Network that's helping serve the mental health needs. We're working with our advocacy center to support students who have been victims of sexual assault. We have all kinds of different groups going on that community partners are coming in and helping us serve our students' needs.
It's interesting because I don't think there's anybody who would ever say, I'm not for or pro school safety. I'm not, you know, anti-mental health. I don't think anybody would say those things.
I do think there are barriers, though, when it comes to that work. You know, stigma plays a huge role in that. And I think that's where our student mental health clubs have been wonderful and our mayor's campaign. I've worked in other school districts where maybe administrators weren't super open to having a mental health therapist in their building, or teachers were saying, well, you can't pull kids from my class for therapy. And I don't feel like we've experienced that in HSE. I feel like we have a community and a school district of teachers and administrators and counselors who are so open to making sure that the students in their buildings are getting their needs met.
What do you think are the biggest misconceptions about your job or the role of mental health services in schools?
I think the biggest misconception might be that, like, schools don't want to support kids who are having mental health struggles. I don't think that could be farther from the truth here. I think that here in Hamilton Southeastern Schools, we want to do whatever we can to work with students and families, and even if they're seeing an outside provider, to put the strategies and the supports in place to support them so that they can learn.
That was Brooke Lawson, the mental health coordinator at Hamilton Southeastern Schools, speaking with WFYI education reporter Carter Barrett.